InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
In just about every gathering of people, workplace, church group, whatever, there's usually one or more complainers. An expert shares the best ways to react to complaints, which can lead to innovation and breakthrough ideas.
If you let them complain until they get so tired that they don't want to complain anymore, they're much more open to productive solutions to address the issue.
Then, research reveals gaps in healthcare coverage for seniors who may need urgent medical care.
Among those who didn't have health insurance, 20% of them had at least five or more diseases, diabetes, hypertension, cancer. They really need a lot of care management.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's show. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Can complaining at your job actually make things better? Our next guest has the answers. He's the founder of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization, Ivan Meisner, PhD. Well, let's get right to it. Seems like a lot of people just like to complain. How can complaining at work make the workplace better?
Well, look, complaining sometimes feels like an Olympic event. You know, people complain as though it's an Olympic event. By the way, it's not. I've checked. It's not. But particularly when there's a project, there's a specific thing that needs to get done. People are going to complain whether you like it or not. And you can either help manage that process or it can happen behind your back, in which case they're going to be passively resisting and quietly criticizing. So what's better is to try to bring some of those people in to hear them in the group of people that are dealing with an issue. I had one friend of mine call them the barking dog list. You know, who are the barking dogs? Who are the people that are going to be barking? And you better get them engaged in the process, otherwise they're going to be doing it behind your back.
So you advocate what you call a complaining meeting, where everybody's pulled together and they just let it all out.
Yeah, well, you know, it always depends on the situation. But yes, there are situations like that where it's very important that you let people vent. And I call it listen till they drop, which is let them talk and complain so much. Not only let them complain, but write it down. Get a flip chart. Wallpaper the entire room with their complaints, which seems crazy. But the truth is that if you let them complain until they get so tired that they don't want to complain anymore, they're much more open to listening to productive solutions to address the issue.
That makes perfect sense. If a boss says, "Tell me everything you hate," that actually could lead to some innovation, right? Some new ideas.
Oh, it absolutely does. As a matter of fact, in the book, that's exactly what happens in the story. That's exactly what happens. The boss lets everyone vent for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours of venting. And at the end of it, they are literally so tired, they're ready to listen. And it led to some amazing innovation in the story that is interwoven throughout every chapter in the book.
And the book is The Third Paradigm, A Radical Shift to Greater Success. And we're talking with the author, Dr. Ivan Meisner. How do you develop a conversation style if you're not that type of person?
Well, it's pretty easy. Well, it's never easy. It's pretty straightforward that if you want people to be able to vet, you got to just shut up and listen. And in the story, which is a true story, by the way, Richard recognizes that some of the things that are going to be brought up are really stupid and not relevant and not even accurate. And the worst thing that he could do is argue with the people that are bringing it up. So instead, there's just basically two or three responses that he has, which is, "Thank you, tell me more," or, "I didn't understand that, explain that." And that's it. And Richard had to keep telling himself, "Shut up," mentally, "Shut up." Just write it down, let people vent. And the whole concept there is you listen until they get so tired that you have a plan in place. And in this particular case, it was, let's triage this list, pick the top 10 things that need to be addressed, and then the next 10, and then the next 10. And by doing that, it got everybody on board with a solution. Because if all we do is focus on the problem, we become experts at the problem. But we have no solutions. The key is about finding solutions.
I once worked in an office, and there was one fellow, it was a big open office, and he complained bitterly, constantly about everything. But I kind of saw him as a lightning rod that kind of channeled everybody else's anger away. And he put the complaints out there and he took the heat for it. But everybody else, I think, benefited from it.
Yeah, that can happen sometimes. You can also have people that complain so much that it just brings down the whole team. So there's a balancing act in there between, you know, allowing somebody to complain so much that it brings down the team, or allowing people to complain within guidelines, within boundaries, so that it doesn't become just a complain fest, but an opportunity to share opinions in a structured environment. The problem is the quietly criticizing and passively resisting issue, that when people do that, they become a challenge within an organization. You need to know what their concerns are up front. And that's an important aspect, but you don't want them to just constantly focus on the problem. And that's part of the idea of co-creation, is you get people to focus on solutions. "I got it. I understand the problem. You've been really clear. Thank you. Now let's solve the problem."
Our guest is Dr. Ivan Meisner, and we're talking about his book, The Third Paradigm, A Radical Shift to Greater Success. You talk about advantages of getting rid of competition among employees, so employees aren't competing with each other. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, that applies particularly to communication, because it's really easy for people to compete in terms of their ability to communicate the concerns that they have. And so the communication strategy that we talk about in the book is 7 really important points. One is everyone gets to speak. Everyone. So the person leading a co-creative process should allow people to talk as they would like, but then go around the room and make sure everyone, even the introverts, have a chance to communicate. So that's 1. 2, everyone respects. You have to respect their position. Whether you agree with it or not, you have to respect it. You can disagree without being disagreeable. That's a really important concept. 3, everyone has got to be patient, because co-creation is a muddy mess and a thing of beauty. It holds both places at the same time. And in order to be a thing of beauty, you got to be patient and let people talk. Everyone's got to be honest. That's 4. 5, everyone has to be transparent. And that's different. It's related to honesty, but it's different. You know, you can be honest, but not completely transparent. And you can be transparent, but not point out issues that are problems. And so they're related, but different. Number six is everyone has to build safety and trust. You have to feel safe. There has to be trust in communication. And number seven, everyone has to commit 100% to the co-creative process. Those are the seven key elements of a communication strategy of co-creation.
There's that old expression about one bad apple spoils the whole barrel. Is it helpful to, if there's one employee that you just could never bring around, to just let them go before you start this process of innovation?
Yeah, I mean, you want to try and keep your team together, but sometimes there are people that are just not a good fit. I call that addition by subtraction. Sometimes, if you really want to build up a team, you have to pull the team back. That is, you have to cut in order to grow. It's like a rose bush. You got to cut it back to have it bloom. So there are cases where you do cut back a team in order for the team to bloom. That said, you don't want to cut everyone who disagrees with you, because then you just have yes men, yes women, who are just agreeing, and that's not good either. So there's got to be a balancing act. But yeah, like, I've met people that were just absolutely impossible to deal with, and it's best to cut those loose.
The book is The Third Paradigm, A Radical Shift to Greater Success, and the author, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. It was great talking to you again.
Next, many seniors have no health insurance coverage. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers, and with children going back to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Recent research has found that a significant number of low-income people over 65 have no health insurance coverage, yet many desperately need it. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says approximately 8.5% of Americans have no health insurance. But a study that's now out reports the rate of uninsured is three times higher, about 25%, for Americans age 65 and older who get care at community health centers. And that rate is raising concerns. Joining us now is the study's corresponding author, Natalie Hugue. She's Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine. Doctor, if people are not insured at age 65, why aren't they on Medicare?
Well, it turns out that many people are not eligible
to receive Medicare. We always think of uninsured as younger working adults, but not everybody is eligible to Medicare. So if you're not a US citizen or if you have a green card, you're eligible, but if you don't, you're not. If you contributed to Social Security, you are eligible, but if you didn't, you're not. So it's not 100%.
And I understand cost may be a factor. What is the monthly Medicare premium for Part B, the part for doctor care?
Oh, that is a very complicated question. First, it should be noted that people who have lower income can qualify for free premiums, but there's definitely a Medicare premium that varies depending on your income. It might be very low, but it's up to, I think, $174 a month if you don't qualify for any lower subsidies. And then you will still probably need to have an Advantage plan that covers the Part D, and that can have premiums that are at no cost, zero to much higher, but then, you know, the lower the cost, maybe the less advantageous is the plan. So it can be very challenging for people in general, and especially low income, to navigate the Medicare program.
And can 65-year-olds get health insurance via the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare?
Yes. Technically, if you're not eligible for Medicare and you are a U.S. citizen or a green card holder, you can apply to a marketplace insurance. These insurances are great, but they're often more designed for younger people. And again, if you're a low-income individual, you will probably choose a lower premium plan that may really not be great for someone who has a lot of chronic diseases and need expensive medications.
Now, your study noted that Hispanic patients frequently lose their insurance at age 65. What are the reasons there?
Well, we suspect, though, you know, our data can't really tell us why individuals don't have health insurance, but we suspect that they're just not eligible to get Medicare through either their citizenship. And there is very little options for adults that have worked in the U.S. for years and they are not U.S. citizens and they cannot apply for either the marketplace or Medicare. There are a few states across the U.S. who are now providing health insurance for immigrants, regardless of their immigration status. But even that has like specific subgroup, like California, for example, supports older adults who are 50 and older. Oregon is working on all adults, and so it varies.
We're visiting with Natalie Huguet, Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine. Their study was published in the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine. Medicare seems to be a game changer for older adults, is it not? Isn't it common for patients to be diagnosed with chronic health conditions after going on Medicare?
Well, one would hope that you would get diagnosed with your conditions before, that it doesn't happen like as soon as you turn 65, so maybe you wake up in the morning and have these conditions. But typically you will have a lot of health disease and conditions as you grow older. That's a fact, that's just the way we age. And for people with lower income, they're much more likely to have already chronic diseases before they become 65. And we found that 70% in these specific clinics that serve these low-income patients that can't really get care because they serve these patients who do not have health insurance, over 70% of them already had chronic conditions. And then when they turn 65 and they can get Medicare and have even more frequent care, they again get more conditions, new conditions get diagnosed, and over 80% of these individuals now have one condition. And even more alarming, among those who didn't have health insurance, 20% of them had at least five or more of these diseases. We're talking about diabetes, hypertension, cancer, anxiety, all kinds of conditions that really need a lot of care management and are difficult to handle on your own.
And on the subject of going on Medicare, allowing the doctors who are now treating the patients to identify these additional healthcare issues, do you think this means the patients did not have adequate care prior to getting Medicare, or perhaps they did not visit the doctor as often as they should?
I think it's a combination of not having frequent visits, not being able to have regular tests. We think of like having our regular preventive tests, like a blood test to check your yearly numbers and see how you're doing. And not every person that has difficulty accessing care in general, even if you have health insurance and you're a person that lives in poverty, you have to choose sometimes between going to see your doctor for your annual checkup and paying your rent, or you don't have transportation. So there are many other factors that really make it difficult for people living in poverty to get this continuous care. And it's not so much that the providers aren't going to want to do those tests, is that the clinician might have to prioritize why the patient is coming that day. And it might be for more of an acute, immediate need. You could think of a broken arm or something, and they're going to focus on that over like, oh, and by the way, we need to check up your blood and we need to do all these preventive care. Can you come back next week? Well, no, I can't. And so there's a lot of factors that makes it very difficult for people living in poverty to have that continuous care.
And if we look back in time, let's say, if today's older Americans had health insurance earlier in life, do you believe that they might have fewer health needs as seniors?
I believe it. And even if they had an equal number of health conditions, having your condition managed, you can live with diabetes, you can live with hypertension, but you need to have it managed. You need to have the right medications. You need to be able to have your continuous care, your continuous test to make sure it's not progressing unexpectedly. You need to be able to afford that medication. And then it's control and you live with it. The issue is not having this ability to just go back and have your check, or not having the ability to have an adequate diet to help with controlling the conditions. So that is a big factor for people with low income.
And based on your study, what would you like to see policymakers do?
One aspect would be to try to identify a way to plug that hole. People do not have health insurance when they're age 65. They have a lot of diseases that need care. How do we fix that problem? So one obvious one is to call for policymakers and legislation to kind of figure out a way to change that. And some states are doing that, as I said. So maybe expanding this universal health care covering everyone. But another option could also to bring more geriatric care within these clinics that care for these people who live in poverty who are not aging. As the population of the U.S. is aging really rapidly, 1 out of 6 people right now in the U.S. are 65 plus. And these community clinics are not really set up to care for this aging population because they mostly care for younger adults. But more and more, they're going to face an older population of patients. And how do we support these clinics? How do we ensure that they have clinicians that have the time to spend with their geriatric patients? So really providing some extra supports for those clinics would be a great step to assist those patients.
We're going to keep watching this. Natalie Hugay from the Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks of Chicago.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How we spend and save our money is influenced by psychological factors and ingrained habits, according to one expert. With more, here's InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. We're talking with Rachel Cruz, the author of Know Yourself, Know Your Money. Rachel is the daughter of well-known financial radio host Dave Ramsey. Rachel, most personal finance books focus primarily on how to save and invest, but your book looks into the why behind our financial decisions. Let's start there. Maybe you can explain just why understanding our own motivations is so critical to the process of handling money.
Well, it is, because when you can dig under that foundation of just the how-tos of finance, how to budget, how to get out of debt, how to save, how to invest, you really look at the motivations of your heart and your emotions and what's going on. And so you can start to ask questions like, why do I spend the money I spend? Why can't I seem to live on a budget? Why are my spouse and I not on the same page when it comes to money? You kind of get to the root of those problems, and when those are exposed and you can acknowledge those, then you can change your money habits for good ones and really win long-term financially.
One of the things you write about is that our decisions relating to money are often influenced by fear. Can you give us maybe some examples of that?
They are. So I talked to Dr. Chip Dodd while I was writing this part of the book. He said, fear is a gift. Fear is literally your body's response that you are in need of something. So when a money fear comes up, listen to it. Now, I don't want it to go to the extreme where it's paralyzing or it's anxiety, not that. But this initial fear comes up, so figure out what that is and what safeguards you can put in place. So one top fear for people is financial security, that if something goes wrong, am I going to be okay? And 40% of Americans during the pandemic couldn't cover a $400 emergency in cash. And so considering millions were furloughed and laid off, there might have been fear going on with money, and rightly so, right? If there's bills coming in and no income, that is scary. So what are things you can put in place? Let that fear motivate you to save up an emergency fund for maybe the first time in your life. Let that fear motivate you to get out of debt and not owe anyone anything. So listening to those fears at times is really, really helpful to put some things in place that you may never have before.
Your book identifies seven money tendencies. Now, we don't have really enough time to go through all seven, but what do you think are maybe the two or three most important ones?
There's one on status versus security, and this is why you want money. And understanding, okay, do you want to win with money because you want to feel safe and you want to feel secure? Or do you want to win with money so that you can do things and you can go on great vacations and buy fun cars or whatever it is? And knowing your motivation there is really, really key. So that's one to look into. And the extremes on these can be unhealthy. So this is just kind of in that moderation bucket, if you will, how you lean. There's one for saver versus spender. Are you naturally a spender? Are you naturally a saver? When it comes to the mindset of money, are you more abundance? You know, the glass is half full, there's always more opportunity, more money. Or are you more scarcity, where the glass is half empty, you're a little bit more cautious and planned out? And so knowing those tendencies and how you function is not just important for you and your money, but also the relationships you have in your life.
You write quite a bit about spending and saving and also giving money. So let's start with spending. What do you see as the biggest factors that influence that for people?
Well, for spending, I always ask the question, if nobody sees this purchase, do I still want it? So finding your motivation behind spending, is it because of others? Is it because you're feeling good? Are you doing it because you're stressed or you're bored? Understanding why you spend the money you spend is really crucial. For saving, I find that people, when they're not saving, they're not dreaming. So if you don't have a dream in place, if you don't have a goal that you're working towards, it's really hard to have the motivation to save. So You should have those goals in place. And then giving, you want to be able to say, okay, am I living my life with a closed fist or an open hand? And the people that have high quality lives and relationships, they are givers. That is part of their DNA and who they are. And so really concentrating on giving is a really important piece to this financial puzzle.
How much of an influence does how our parents handled money have on us as adults?
It's a really big role. I talk about four different money classrooms: the anxious, unstable, unaware, and secure. There's four money classrooms. And understanding how you grew up really shows you if you're mirroring a lot of what your parents did, or for some people, they have this visceral reaction where they do the complete opposite of what their parents did. But understanding that shows you how you view money, and it kind of gives you that foundation to know, okay, what are my money habits and where do they stem from? And usually you can point back to your childhood.
Rachel Cruz, the author of Know Yourself, Know Your Money. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that wraps up this week's show. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitty. Our internet services are provided by Pear.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll be here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
Set all of your car's presets to 105.7 FM.
You are number one on my presets.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
7 CFW.
Give me a word, give me a sound.
57 CFW. We'll be right back. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Altoona. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
giving it up when I'm going down.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually becoming mostly sunny today. Light northwest winds, a high up to 36. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, 21 degrees by daybreak Monday. Then clouds will be back on the increase for your Monday afternoon, high reaching 35. Right now it's 28.
CFW.
CFW.
Just making the most of
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job.